Welcome to an episode of Behind the Future. Today's a special one. I'm Jess, currently in year 13 studying media, business, economics, and hoping for a degree, apprenticeship, or university in marketing.
And I'm Nina, and I'm studying psychology, business, and media A-levels, hopefully marketing at university next year. And today we've got Becky in the guest chair.
What is Aspiration Digital then?
So Aspiration Digital is a series of events for sixth form students where we host events and multiple schools get to come together and they get to hear talks, they get to go to workshops, they get to network with businesses to learn all about different pathways into the digital industry, covering everything from creative to marketing to tech and AI, and even through to entrepreneurship and starting your own business and building your personal brand. We try and have something for everybody and to kind of talk about it in as many different ways as we can to show that there is not one size fits all. There's not just one pathway to follow. There's tons of different routes in. And also to show that it's not just university, it's apprenticeships, it's work experience and just getting out there. Like, there is so many ways to get started in this industry, and it suits everybody in different ways, that our events are there to just help open those doors. And I always say to create an itch and then a bit of direction on how to scratch it. But then it's kind of down to you to go away from the day and go and start scratching, yeah, finding what else you can find. So this was born out of my own experience, I guess. And actually, my experience seems quite a long time ago now, but it's still true today that young people are not getting that opportunity to link what happens in school with what happens after school and what the jobs are. We're still teaching in subjects that don't always marry up to what careers might be. So I did quite well at school. I went to the same school you go to. I should have made some grammar school. I always did okay with my grades, but I never felt that engaged at school. I didn't love it. And at home, my dad was running his own company. He was the MD of a software business. And he was my big inspiration. I was like, I want to be like dad. I want to go and run a company. I used to go up to his office. I used to make phone calls and stuff for them. And actually, he was in the very early days of having a home office, which feels very strange to say that was happening in the 90s, because that work from home wasn't a thing back then so much. But he had a home office. So whenever I was on school holidays or anything like that, I'd be able to answer the phone for him. And then, yeah, we'd sometimes go up to his office in North London. And I just wanted to be like him. But I didn't want to run his company. I was quite sure of that IT security didn't feel like my thing. But I didn't know what would be. So when I finished school, I did my A-levels. And after that, I was like, I just need to go and start getting some jobs so I can start to see what the world of work actually looks like. And I fell into some marketing type jobs and some sales type jobs. I was even an estate agent for a couple of years. I did a bit of everything until one day I fell into a digital agency and I just fell in love. I was like, this is it. I found the thing I love. But I swear I sat there in that interview not even really understanding what an agency was. So God knows how I actually got the job. But it was then once I'd done that, I'd realised this was my thing and that's what I would then go and create a business on. So then a couple of years later, and I was 22 when I started Reflect. And once I'd started the business, I was like, I've got to give back. I need to help more young people know that this is a thing. Because I was like, there'll be so many young girls and boys out there at school feeling like I did, maybe feeling capable, but not feeling like they knew where they were going, or feeling not very capable and not knowing what to strive for and not knowing how to push themselves, because it's really hard to motivate yourself if you don't know where you're going. And yet there's this really cool industry and there's these amazing jobs and there's all this opportunity that people don't know about. So I need to find a way of helping them. So that's where Aspiration Digital was born from. Started working with my old school, so Maidstone Gulf Grammar. They gave us the space for free and we invited local schools and 7 events on at this point. We did our biggest event in March this year, so 2025, where we had 1,000 students join us, which you were both there for. Yes, we were both there for. And that was incredible, 1,000 students, to think that we'd had that level of impact. And the results from the day were incredible, of how we'd move students from being, I'd say on average, like a 4 out of 10 of feeling they knew what the opportunity was in the digital industry for them, up to like a 7-8 out of 10 on average. Like, incredible what one day can do to move people. And yeah, that's why we do it. We just love to help young people
to see the opportunity, because I'm so passionate about our industry and I love what I do and what our team gets to do so much. It feels mad that there'd be young people out there that don't know that that's possible.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've got so many opportunities from Aspiration Digital that really helped us. How does the podcast fit into all of this?
So this was just because I suppose the events are limited. Like, we can't keep, well, I don't know. And you cover your ears. We kind of keep running events all the time, but I do try and push as many as we possibly can. But there is a limit to how many students you can fit in one space and how many events you can run, because they're expensive to do. So we wanted to find a way for the content to reach more young people and to be able to inspire more young people. So it was like, actually, the obvious thing is to start a podcast where we can be interviewing people and we can just keep releasing amazing episodes. And actually, even though we've had people on that on paper have got the same job, their stories are completely different. And I think that's what's really interesting, is it just shows that there is no one size fits all. There's not, you don't have to tick all of these boxes to be able to make it to this position. It's a different journey for everybody. And getting to see that and to see how then you can tap into that by the journey that you're already on and where you want to go, it's just, well, hopefully incredible. That's what we're aiming to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How does it make you feel knowing that you've done that?
Oh, I just love it. I love helping. And I love, we've got some stories. And actually, I think one of my things is I want to get better at trying to stick with our students to see their stories a bit more, because there's some that have, like, we're just not connected to anymore. Or if we are, we're not hearing back to know what they've gone on to do. But for those that we have spoken to and we do know, there's some people that it's been an absolute pivotal moment in their choices of what they go on to do, and it's actually set their path for them, which to be able to help do that and to do that just in one day of inspiring, yeah, is just, and also by the people that we bring to do the inspiration, because it's, some people would resonate with hearing my story and go, oh, I want to do that. And others will go, oh, I don't know, that doesn't sound right to me, which is why we bring such a wide variety of speakers that have got different backgrounds, different types of jobs that they're doing, because we want to try and find someone for everyone to resonate with.
Yeah.
But it's just incredible to be able to help, because once you've got that direction and you go, I think I know where I want to go, everything becomes a bit easier. Even though you might then work harder, it becomes easier to work harder.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I'm excited. Whereas all the while you're like, I don't know where I'm going and I don't know why. Yeah. It's really hard to motivate yourself.
I think for me, definitely Aspiration Digital helped me figure out what I wanted to do and what careers were even out there. So how do you go about getting sponsors for Aspiration Digital?
So it's a hard job, especially in today's climate, because it's tough out there for businesses. So actually, if you're knocking on anybody's door asking for money, it's always tricky. But we look for businesses that have a similar mission, in that they seem to care about young people and they have opportunities for young people. Be that a small business that might have an opportunity for one or two young people a year, through to some of our big sponsors we've had where they might take on hundreds of young people each year. So it's nice to have a mix as well, because we also want to make sure the students can see that there's great opportunities. For example, at the event you were at, we had the BBC as one of our sponsors and Publicis Group as one of our sponsors. They're huge, thousands and thousands of people that work in those companies. But then equally on the flip side, we had people like Climbing Trees and FX Digital that are small agencies that are, as you know, between 20 and maybe 100 people in those businesses. And we want to show that there's opportunities in all. So trying to find sponsors that have got that want to give back and to not necessarily get anything in return. Like, we've got some sponsors that have definitely gone on to find a student that I can think of one from our early days that actually the person they met at Aspiration Digital came and did an internship with them, then went to uni but kept doing work experience or working in the summer for them, and now works for them full time. Like, there's lovely stories like that that come out of it. But for some of them, it's just an opportunity to get their staff along to come and be a part of inspiring, because actually getting your team to come and talk to young people, to maybe get on stage and share their stories, is such a safe space and such a lovely opportunity that they go away buzzing, going, yeah, I feel like I've made a difference today. I connected with someone that felt like I did when I was younger, or whatever it might be. So it's trying to find those sponsors, and it's just working through looking at the businesses local to where you're based and who might be interested and who's maybe shared content about this type of thing before, to show that they're interested. And So it's a pretty manual job. We also, where we're moving into different areas, so we've got an event coming up in Newcastle on the 5th of November. For that, we've got partners in the local area that we're working with as well. So we've got Sunderland Software City, we've got the University Business School helping us as well, plus we've got OMG, an agency group there. So we're kind of not, we don't believe that actually we can just go into a new region and know everyone. Like, we don't. Like, even in Kent, we always had a stronghold in that we had a business there already, so we had connections. Whereas going somewhere totally new, like Newcastle, that's literally the opposite end of the country, we know a few people, but actually you've got to find people that can help you and that, again, are passionate about the shared mission. And there are a lot of people out there. So it's finding those people, getting them to help you as well, and working together.
Yeah, it's really changed everything, knowing that Aspiration Digital, because before any of this, I had no idea what I wanted to do. Yeah. I knew it was media, but I hadn't hit it. But now I know marketing is what I want to do.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? We're constantly being bombarded with marketing messages, like whether it's when you pick up your phone, whether it's when you walk out your house and you see some billboards when you're on your way into town or whatever. But you don't often think about someone designed that. Someone came up with the words that are on that. Someone created that video. Someone had that concept. Someone created that landing page that you go to if you scan the QR code. You don't ever look at it and think, oh, there's all these jobs behind it. And that actually, or someone account managed that. Someone sold that work and got the, became the agency that won that work. Like, you just don't think of it. And so therefore, if you don't know about it, it's, how can you be expected?
Yeah.
And as I say, like, I literally sat in that agency interview all those years ago, and I swear I didn't really understand what an agency was. I was just like, well, this looks interesting, I'll turn up. And then today I would have chat GPT'd it and been like, help me. That even Google back then wasn't so good. And so if young people don't know, it's... Yeah, I think one of our big challenges is finding good speakers as well. So
is that to us?
Yeah.
What are some of the best speakers you've had?
We've had some corkers, and actually your event was probably one of our best events for speakers. So because we had that larger audience, we really leveled up our targeting to say, who could we get here? So we had Daniel Priestley. You both saw Daniel, did you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
He was incredible. So he, for anyone listening that doesn't know who Daniel Priestley is, you should absolutely go check him out and follow him. He's an entrepreneur. He's started tons of businesses, invested in businesses, but he's just an ordinary guy, like, and he tells you as it is, and he tells you his story, and he's just really inspirational and got some great advice, but also has gone on a fantastic journey himself of having been on Diary of a CEO with Stephen Bartlett. That's propelled his fame as an entrepreneur and his platform that he's on. So, and he came about just because, so I was listening to him on an episode of Diary of a CEO back in January this year. And he made a comment, just a flippant comment as part of something they were talking about, how he thinks the school system is broken and it's not helping set young people up for success. So I was like, I've got my ear. Got my in. So literally, like, stopped listening and was like, right, I need to contact him because he cares about something that I care about, and wouldn't he be an incredible speaker? And I was like, how do I get through to him? Especially bearing in mind he's just been on Diary of a CEO. So you can imagine his inbox was like full. I spent some time last week actually with his PA, Susie, and she was like, yeah, his inbox at those points is ridiculous. So I was like, how can I get through to him? So I recorded him like a 2.5 minute video, just telling him what I wanted, telling him why I was contacting him. I'd seen him on Diary of a CEO. I'd heard what he said. I felt like it resonated with what we're trying to do. Would he come along? Would he like to get involved? And then had a really short email wrapped around it just to say that, use the subject line as his words. So re-listened to what he said and paraphrased him so that it was something he would recognize. And less than 48 hours after sending that, Susie rang me and was like, I was Daniel's PA and we want to come. Like, he's coming. He's asked me to clear the diary. What do you need?
Amazing.
And I was just like blown away. We also had Grace Andrews at that event as well.
Yeah, she was really good. Yeah.
So Grace, I mean, if anyone's not following Grace right now, they need to be. Her journey. So she's since left Flight Stories. So she's no longer working with Stephen at Diary of a CEO. And she's now started up her own startup, and she started a vlog, which started at the end of July. So she's doing like an hour-long episode every Friday, which drops on YouTube, showing her journey to start a business. And that's really worth a watch for anyone that wants to get into the marketing kind of space. But yeah, so they're probably the two biggest names we've ever had that therefore I'm like super proud to have been able to twist their arms to get them to come in and share their stories. But then, oh my word, we've had so many cool speakers and just interesting different stories. And actually where the event's grown, I also don't get to end up hearing all of the stories. Like I see all the slides because we end up having to set everything up for the day, but I don't get to hear all the stories. Like at the last event, we had a lady, Emily, from Beatport. And so she's in the digital space, but working within the music industry. And like her deck was just full of like banging tunes. And it's like, was just really cool. And I was like, that's another angle to something. Which then on the flip side, we've had super corporate people there talking about their journeys and like the BBC. Honestly, yeah. There's so many great stories. And the same with the podcast, like yeah. You've had. Mm-hmm. But there's been so many great conversations and just different journeys. And it just opens your eyes to go what's possible. But also just shows you the determination that sits behind people that makes them want to get on and do what they want to do. And we've all got that in us if we want to turn it on and dial it up.
Yeah.
It's there.
There's so many interesting people, not only on the podcast, but also Aspiration Digital, that are just so inspiring and really help students find out what they want to do.
That's amazing. The aim, really, isn't it? And that's the aim. The thing is, what I'd love is, I don't know, 5 years' time, we could get you ladies on stage talking about what you've been doing. How it started with filming podcast episodes and where it went, like whether you've gone to uni, whether you've done an apprenticeship, whatever you've ended up doing. But like we also try and have a mix of those business people that maybe have been in the industry for a long time and have got long stories that they can share. But also sometimes those stories of someone that's just 2 or 3 years ahead of you is so impactful because you're like, what I could be doing on that.
I could actually, that could be my dream before if they're like closer in age.
Exactly. So having a mix is great because then you can kind of see the big vision, but also the short term of, yeah, could actually do this. That could be me.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, I just love it so much. You're doing this, you can tell. It's just so nice to be able to help. And I just want us to keep growing it and keep helping. Because
yeah.
I think sometimes people think it has to be a big thing, like a year of learning to get someone to feel like they could go and do something different. And it's like, no, but it literally a day.
One day, a few hours can inspire people for a whole career.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And also equally, I always say there might be some students that walk away going, no, that's actually closed that door for me. I don't want to do that. And I'm not upset about that. I'm just happy that we can help them, because if they then go, no, do you know what? I was trying to weigh it up and actually instead I really want to go and do whatever. Brilliant. If that is helped, yeah, because
we're not seeing another way.
Yeah. When you sit and look at all of the career potential out there, like it is ridiculous. You can't know it all. I always think anyone that's got the job as like a careers advisor, like it's just impossible.
How can you?
You can't, like, you can't know it all. And actually, luckily, there's software and things that can help these days with that. But there is so many jobs out there. Like I come across people working in an agency, like we get briefs in from companies and I'm like, I didn't even consider a company did that. Like,
did you pay make a drawing?
Yeah, that makes the widget that goes in the widget that houses the widget that does the thing. But I didn't even know that was a job. And yet there's a whole company for it that maybe turns over millions or tens of millions of pounds. So it's impossible, isn't it? But sometimes if you can help people narrow their options or turn them in the right way or down a different route, that's great because it's just helping them to direct their thinking.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think that there's so many schools can only know so many careers and there's so many options out there. And this really helps people to find out what they are.
Yes. And there's new ones popping up.
Exactly. There's always new jobs and new careers coming. So,
yeah, I think the AI side of things is definitely going to change things up again. And actually, like we could sit here today and we were talking about this. I was at a conference last week. We were trying to talk about what we thought 10 years' time might look like in the agency space, for example. None of us know.
Yeah.
We don't really know. Like we had one of the best speakers out there actually at this event last week and on kind of marketing. A guy called Mark Ritson, really worth following him. And he doesn't really even know. He's like, there will come a point where actually AI can write a marketing strategy better than we can. It can do it quicker and it will be better.
But that doesn't mean that people working in marketing don't need to work in marketing anymore. But we don't really know what that looks like. Like, it's them. So I think my message on that is it's better to be part of trying to shape that story than sit there worried about it. Because you could just kind of paralysis and give up and go, oh, I'll just wait to see what happens to me. It's like, well, no, actually, get out there and make it happen. Be part of it and see how you can be using AI to shape what you're doing. And
yeah, better to embrace it.
Exactly.
I think it's exciting.
Yeah,
sure. Interchanging.
It is. It really is. Because also it frees up your time in different ways. Like some of the ways that you can use it for research, and you can get it to take complex information, like a 100-page document, and to bring it down into one page. Yeah. What do I need to know? Like, that's amazing. So if we can use it in those ways and then help shape what we're trying to do, create some more space for our creativity, and your way of not being so bogged down in detail, but being freed up to think creatively.
So for students that attended Aspiration Digital, what would you say they should, their next step should be after attending it? What should they do to help really utilize the information that they've got?
So I always say set up your LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Because I think, and we do always get an influx, like literally the weekend after and then for a couple of weeks afterwards, I'll just get people popping up left, right and center. Either friending me up, or sometimes I'll just see that they've posted about the event and then I go and friend them up.
Yeah.
I'm like, you should connect. This is lovely. But I think just because you're at that point, I think when you're year 12, year 13, you're what, 16, 17, 18? Where it's the right time to have a LinkedIn profile. You can't really do it when you're 11 years old or whatever. It's too early. But actually at that point, to then go and start making some connections, to start putting some posts out. It doesn't have to be all the time, but start thinking about, well, I can post on here. But finding those people that inspired you on the day and saying, I'd love to connect, I really enjoyed your talk, and following some of them, following their journey, starting to interact with content. Because suddenly it breaks down those barriers to the world of work, of being able to actually go, oh, look, there's real humans out here and I could talk to them. And then to the point that we've had on a few of our different sessions, you can message people and ask them questions. Say, could I have a virtual coffee with you? I'd like to pick your brains on what your job is and what you do. I'm thinking of getting into this. There's nothing to stop you doing that. Worst that will happen, they ignore you or they say no. Best that happens, they go, yeah. And then, can I help mentor you? Would you like more conversations like this? And suddenly you're onto a winner, and maybe you've got some work experience, and who knows? So I think that's the thing, is suddenly finding a way to be practical from the day of, I've got some new ideas. Now what do I go and do about them? It's follow some people, follow some companies, go and read up, maybe go and look at some of the free courses available, like Google Digital Garage, for example, or there's all different places with free resources where you could start learning more about the digital sector. But it's just, do more than nothing. Like, yeah, take the opportunity. Don't go, oh, that was a nice day, I'll write about it on my UCAS application. Yeah. It's like, no, actually, I'm going to go and write about the fact that I went to this awesome day and then I connected with these people and then I've done this and this and this. That's more. Well, then I've ended up on a podcast. Yeah. Right?
I mean, because that's how these things happen.
You get such valuable connections and opportunities from just reaching out to people. Yeah, definitely. No, it's brilliant. It's fun.
Yeah.
I love it. And it's also lovely to give opportunities to ladies like yourself and the gents that we've had on before, because yeah, it's a great experience. I mean, we work hard on these days, don't we, where we come also do the podcast.
It's definitely that 7 a.m. train feels very early, doesn't it? But
we have a good day, and it's
for sure.
And then you've got the content that you can go and use and share. I love it.
Oh, this has been fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I very much enjoyed it. And yeah, I just, keep giving us your feedback as well on what you like. And same for the students out there listening. If they've got feedback that they want to give us or guests they want to see, we want to hear from them, because there's no point in us shaping this, because it's what we want. It's what young people want that's going to help them. So